Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show. This is your KRFY Morning Show host, Julie Calamine, and I'm joined by my co-host, Phil Huff. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, Julie. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Great. How's the Smith River?
Oh my gosh, it's such a long story, but I didn't end up on the Smith River. It involved a trailer, wheel bearing, and some other things, but I did end up on the Missouri River for a couple of days. So
hopefully not with the trailer and the wheel bearing.
No, but yeah, the Smith River, the group that went had a great time, but Julie was not on that trip.
We'll talk later.
That's right. We will. Well, how about you, Phil? What's new with you?
Wild Idaho. Stanley. It's always a lot of fun, but this year a lot of rain. So nice to see the state greening up. Nice to see our area greening up. Everything's leafing out and springtime's coming, and spring means summer's right around the corner.
Well, it sure does. And summer means summer camp. But let's talk weather first. Today we can expect mostly cloudy skies, a high of 65 degrees, a low tonight of 45. For some time now, our lows have been above freezing. That's good for the gardeners. Wednesday, plan on high of 68, partly sunny, low around 45, Thursday in the 70s. So the weather's getting warmer throughout the week. And that sounds like summer in Sandpoint. And as I said before, it sounds like great weather to be thinking about summer camps. Phil, would you like to introduce our morning guests?
Yeah, we have a packed room this morning with a lot of voices. So as I introduce you, speaking to the microphone so the readers can recognize, or listeners can recognize who you are. So first up, we have at the Sandpoint Music Conservatory, Karen Wiedemeyer. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Thank you.
Executive Director. And we also have Michelle Handy. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
And with the Kinnicksu Land Trust, David Kretschmar.
Morning.
One more time, David. Louder.
Oh, good morning.
There we go. I think that actually registered on the charts.
We're sharing mics. It's a little hard.
Lighthouse YMCA, Tammy Campbell.
Good morning.
It's great to have you all.
So we're talking summer camps, and there's quite a few of them in our area. And we have a selection this morning. And just as a preview to set us up, I think we have more next week?
We do, weeks? Phil. This is summer camps part one. We're going to have part two next week.
So let's start with just a little bit about yourselves, an introduction, if you were, and we'll go around the horn the same direction. So starting with Karen.
Okay, well, I represent here the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. We are now in our 10th year. We reside at the 110 Main Street in the historic building right next to Jalapenos. And our summer programs, we've also really had for 10 years, so it is not so much just a camp, but we've had summer programs. We are calling it this year the Summer Academy. And we teach, we're an accredited school, so we have a pretty vibrant curriculum in theater, just as much as in all imaginable instruments and orchestra and choir, and also music therapy, which we'll talk about later.
Very good.
And we'll get into the details, but give us the very top line here. What are the dates? And if people are interested, they can write down how to find out more, either via a phone number or a website.
So to find out what our Summer Academy is offering, you can go to sandpointconservatory.org onto our website. Or really, we'd love to give you a tour. So if you're in downtown, come and see us at the 110 Main Street. Or 265-4444. That's an easy number to remember. 265-4444. And we'd be happy to answer all your questions.
Thank you. Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this work.
Oh, sure. So I have a background in teaching. So I joined the Music Conservatory, I think it's been, 4 years now, mm-hmm. I guess? And I just recently got back to the Sandpoint area. I was finishing my music therapy internship. So I am almost board certified. I am pending board certification, which is super exciting. So my summer camp and how I got into it is my education and hopefully soon my therapy background.
Sounds great. Moving along. Oh, Phil, what was our order? Was it Karen, Dave, or then?
We have the order of the paper here, so David up next.
All right. Okay, Dave.
Yeah, so I work for the Kinnicksu Land Trust. I'm the director of education for them, and I've been working for them for the past few years. I work at all the public schools and run some after-school programs, and about 3 years ago we started doing some summer camps out at the University of Idaho property on Boyer, and... Yeah, I come from background of working outside. I did a master's in outdoor education, and since living in Sandpoint, I've gotten connected with a whole vibrant community of people who are connected to nature. And so what I like to do is to introduce kids to nature and give them plenty of time outside just to experience it for themselves, give them a lot of freedom, and also teach them as much as I can about it. Unfortunately, all of our camps are completely full this summer, so this is a little bit after the fact, but yeah, it's a great problem to have this year for the first time ever. We filled up in about a month, so you can, if you want to learn more, get on our email list. You can go to KinnickSueeLandTrust.org, and kind of that'll keep you up to date on after-school stuff and future stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll still talk about them because people will fill in the future.
And yep.
Well, exactly. That's mm-hmm. what I thought. They'll have all year to think about it, and their kids mm-hmm. can have something to look forward to for next year if they choose mm-hmm. To do that kind of a camp. Mm-hmm. And finally, we have Tammy Campbell of the new, pretty new, Lighthouse YMCA. And I understand it's your first year doing kids camp. So tell us a bit about you and the camp.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. We acquired the SWAC building, the old Sandpoint West Athletic Center, December 1st. I've been with the YMCA since 2009, and I was a youth development director for them for a number of years before becoming the branch executive up here at the new Lighthouse YMCA. And we're really excited to be offering this camp this year. It's actually the 20th year that it's been happening. So we're excited to be on board with an anniversary year. SWAC did run this camp, the Summer Adventure Camp, for 19 years. So this being the 20th year, we're excited to offer some new and exciting fun adventures and bring the YMCA character development and our core values to the camp. So it'll be a little bit of a twist on what's been going on there and some new things going. But we're excited to be continuing that tradition.
All right. And how would folks contact you all if they wanted to look at the options for our YMCA
and
summer camp?
And we do still have openings. So please jump on our website, which is YMCAINW.org, or you're also welcome to call us at 208-263-6633, or please stop by and take a look at your new YMCA at 1905 Pine Street. We'd love to have you.
Very good. Well, we've had a bit of a summary of our three summer camps that we're talking with this morning, but let's find out why parents might consider sending their kids to camp and maybe to the types of camps that you all are offering. Karen, shall we start with you?
So our camps really rotate around a new highlighted event. It's called the Celebration of Arts and Culture, which is on Memorial Field, and it will be every year. And it's Shakespeare Fest is also coming at that day. And in the afternoon, the camps, the children perform what they have learned the weeks before. We also have the Matsiko Children's Choir coming. So it is, why should you send your child? Is because it's a lot about connectivity, bringing children together and using music as that wonderful way or tool to bring children together, but also to expose them to other cultures. And hopefully that event will grow every year as we're wanting to bring more and more young musicians and children together on that particular day. Mm-hmm. And hopefully musicians from all over the world. So I think that should be a wonderful incentive to have them part of something unique and new.
And mm-hmm. I imagine it keeps their skills sharp if they're musicians mm-hmm. already or need music therapy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, we have the orchestra, the Music Without Borders will be part of that. And then the theater, they will be performing, they will be opening for the Shakespeare Fest. Percussion and our choir children have been invited to perform with the Matsiko World Orphanage Choir. So it's all about really coming together, learning and sharing skills.
So that's a lot. There's an awful lot going on in there mm-hmm. for the individual kids, the families, the community. Give us an overarching view of what the goals are for the program.
Really, I would say the goals is that music has no borders. And we're expressing that in that particular event where we are collaborating. Mm-hmm. And music is also really all about collaboration and mm-hmm. teaching a child to collaborate, either mm-hmm. in form of orchestra work, choir work, and understanding the power of coming together and to overcome any kind of thoughts that we might have that restrain us or hold us hostage in reaching out. Mm-hmm. So in the celebration of arts and culture, the goal is to break down barriers mm-hmm. and to understand the power of collaboration. Mm-hmm.
And with all of the programs you have going on year round, how does the summer camp experience, how is it similar or different from the other teaching and mentoring opportunities you have?
Well, the El Sistema, it's part of our El Sistema program. And El Sistema has that philosophy of integrating mentorship, interns, and section leaders into their orchestra, choir work, and theater work, and so forth. So it's now arching over into the Summer Academy, which is also El Sistema inspired. The school has become an El Sistema member, which is now a global mm-hmm. music movement.
So for our listeners, give us just a thumbnail sketch of what El Sistema is about.
El Sistema was founded in 1974 in Venezuela with the goal to offer children who often don't have high economic means into a after-school initiative, fine arts initiative, that is 5 days a week, and these children become high achievers in all aspects of their life. So while we don't have a five-day, we have a 2 days and sometimes 3 days program, which is El Sistema-based and is really a tuition-free program, and it helps children to achieve more and reach for the stars mm-hmm. using music as a tool.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a great summary, Karin. Thank you. Let's move on to Dave in Kiniksu and tell us about why parents might consider sending kids to Kiniksu summer camp.
Yeah, thank you. I think there's a growing awareness in this world of the necessity of connecting to nature. And I grew up next to this 100-acre woods next to my house, and I ran barefoot pretty much every day after school and connected to nature really early on. And as a result, I've always been connected to nature. I've always loved it. And I think a lot of times kids, even just a generation or two ago, would have a lot of access to nature and a lot of freedom to explore it, and that has largely gone away. And so kids have very limited access to nature and are often supervised all the time, so they have very little free time to go exploring and just have their own adventures out in nature. And so that's one of our goals, is to give kids that freedom and that time and space in nature to find themselves and just to use their imaginations to build forts and play games and not necessarily have a program or things that they scheduled out for every minute of the day. So yeah, the response from parents has been overwhelmingly supportive, I think, because most of them had that experience as kids, and they want it for their kids, and they don't actually always know how to give it to their kids. So, yeah, it's been great. The kids also, their feedback has been wonderful. We always listen to them, see if we can improve upon what we're doing, and, yeah, every year it gets, mm-hmm. gets more excitement about the summer camps, and they fill up faster.
Tell us a little bit more about what the KLT, the Kiniksu Land Trust's summer camp is all about. What does it look like?
Sure. So the last few years have been at the University of Idaho property, which has been a wonderful property. There's a huge diversity of kind of wildlife and landscape there. We're going to be moving to the Pine Street Woods this summer, but it's myself and two other staff and about 24 kids. We often split up into little groups of eight and go exploring. We play a whole bunch of nature connection games. A lot of kids are actually scared of nature these days. There's the first thing we deal with is their fears of snakes and bugs and even just being dirty. And so we help them to kind of put those to the side and just get used to being outside a lot more and even crawling mm-hmm. through tall grass, climbing trees, catching mm-hmm. bugs. So just a lot of exposure to the things that they are at first maybe scared of. By the middle of the week, they're not even thinking about those things. And then we just layer on a lot of information in nature. One of the things that happened to me as a kid was I never once had an adult go out in the woods with me. We were just a whole group of kids out there by ourselves playing. And so as a result, we didn't actually know the names of any of the birds or the plants or the trees. We just played all the time. And I realized that's one of the gaps is that kids don't know anything about nature. They don't know a single bird, hardly. They don't know a plant. They can't tell the trees apart, the bugs. And so we teach them those things. We teach them the names of the trees. We teach them the names of the plants, which ones are good for eating, which ones are good for medicine. And we allow them to make fire safely and build shelters. So we give them a broad exposure to nature and why it's important to know our natural habitat, our world.
And that happens in a week, or is it a series of weeks?
It happens in one very busy week.
That is a busy week.
So for Kinnexu Land Trust, tell us about when the organization decided to take on summer camp and why it seems like a more expansive program than what many people think of when they think of land trusts.
Yeah, so our education program is not that old at the Land Trust. I've been with it almost from the beginning, and when I started in January, and as spring was rolling around, we just started discussing the idea of a summer camp. And the reason is that there are other groups, other people around here who are doing nature connection. Twin Eagles is one of them, Soul is another. But I wanted to make it more widely available to the kids in this community. And for me, that was about making camp either very cheap or free. And so when parents ask for a scholarship, we never quibble over anything. We just give it to them, half price, full price, whatever they need. And for me, that's important because I want all the kids in this community to have access to nature and a lot of time spent out in nature. So if I could, I would run, you know, as many camps as possible, but there is a limited time and space for the summer. And and there's also quality that happens. If there's too many kids in the camp, it's hard to really invest in them and really teach them.
And we won't spend a bunch of time on this, but the Pine Street Woods is a new venue and a very different venue from the U of I property. It's woodsy.
Yeah, the Pine Street Woods is very exciting.
Pine-headed.
Yeah, you know, actually the last couple of years at the U of I, I've told the kids, like, I'm sorry to tell you this. I know you guys are getting connected to this land and to these plants and animals out here, but it may not be around for that much longer. And the kids would always be actually devastated. They would be really sad about the fact that the land was going to be changing. And so from now on, it's going to be great to tell them that the Pine Street Woods will always be there for them and that they can come back as adults and climb those same trees if they want. So that potential is awesome. And
so if you'd sum up the camp program with one or two overarching goals, what would they be?
For me, the deepest thing is a deep and lasting connection to nature. It's not about going out in nature just to recreate or do activities out in nature. It's actually about sitting still and listening, using their senses to connect to the land and connect to the birds, connect to the plants, to the trees. It's all a great big wonderland, a great big living organism for them to connect to. And ultimately, I believe it's necessary for a happy and healthy life to connect to nature.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you. Shall we turn to the YMCA and tell us a little bit, first of all, how this is a 20-year old program, but now the Y is coming in. And so give us an overview both of the program and of any transitions that are occurring as a result of the new direction.
Great. Yeah, thank you. Well, this has been going on for the last, like I say, 20 years, and it's been in partnership with the Community Action League, Bonner County Justice Services, and the City of Sandpoint, along with now the YMCA. We've done a collaboration where we are targeting a very specific age group, ages 10, 11, and 12, because oftentimes those kids are left at home alone, and they may not be ready to be left at home alone. So we really are trying to create a very low cost summer camp. It is 8 weeks long. You can attend just 1 week or you can attend all 8 weeks, but it really is to create a safe environment for those ages of kids that may normally be left at home and oftentimes are just not ready for that. We will be introducing them to all different kinds of things, though. Unlike both of the other camps where they're very specific, ours will be exposing kids to many different ideas and thoughts and experiences. We have different themes for each week. We have things like motion commotion, shark week, survive it, and many other beach week. So we have some really fun themes, and the kids will be learning things all around those themes. In the Survive It week, we'll actually have a Civil War expert that's coming in to teach the kids about what it was like in the Civil War. He will lay out all of his gear and say, this is the rations that we had to survive with, these are the tents that we had to use. And so the kids are going to get some really new and exciting experiences that they probably can't get other places. And, you know, we'll do weekly things and daily things. They'll obviously, we're at the YMCA, so they're going to get to swim. They're going to get to play basketball. They're going to get to do volleyball. But a lot of it will be outdoors. There'll be a lot of hiking and going to Schweitzer and triple play. So, and all that is included at a very low cost. And much like what Dave said, we do not want to turn any kids away. So we're going to be, offering scholarships as well for half, or if you just can't afford it, we'll make it happen.
How many weeks does it, how long does it go for?
It's 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
8 weeks long.
And it's the same kids all 8 weeks. It's not move some in 1 week and the next week it's another group of kids?
It could be, because you can sign up for 2 of the weeks or you can sign up for all 8 of the weeks. And we do have several kids that have signed up for the whole summer, but there are others that, we're going to be doing 2 weeks in June and 2 weeks in August. Mm-hmm. And we do have that flexibility to offer that.
It sounds like a wonderful wide range of experiences. Overarching, is there a thematic goal or hoped for outcome?
Yeah, there always is at the Y, right? So we're oftentimes about character development. We do have 4 core values of caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility. So those are always interwoven in all of our programming. But this year we are really embarking on character development and what that looks like for adults teaching character development to children. And, more and more we're needing to help these kids along and help them learn to be better adults. And so that will be a big part of our camp. It will be woven throughout the camp. That theme
We're going to get into details in a little bit. I think if you're just tuning in, even if you've picked up on a few moments of the show, you've probably sensed that this is part one of our summer camp special. Part two next week. Part one here, we're talking this morning with folks from the Sandpoint Music Conservatory, Karen Wiedemeyer, Executive Director, and Michelle Handy. We're also here joined by David Kretschmar with the Kinnexu Land Trust and Tammy Campbell with the Lighthouse YMCA. This is 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported community radio from North Idaho.
And it sounds like we're lining up for a song break, Phil.
I think it's a good point to take a break, and then we can come back and we can talk details about what it's exactly like, and we can just get into, in some cases, the nitty-gritty or the finer tunings or the hope for.
And that was Cat Stevens with Where Do the Children Play? Phil, I guess we know now, don't we?
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to get into those details.
And we are. If you're just joining us, you're here at KRFY 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. This is Julie Calamine, your Tuesday morning show host, and I'm here with my co-host, Phil Huff, and we are talking about summer camps. We're in week one, and there will be another week next week, but we can't get to them all, but we're trying to hit on some of the numerous types of summer camp. And these are all day camps that we're talking about, and I'm not even sure if there are overnight camps in the area. Do you all know? I don't know if they're like week or 2 week long. There are.
Twin Eagles does 2 week long overnight. Twin Eagles does a week long camp for kind of junior high and a week-long overnight camp for high school kids every summer.
Yeah.
All right.
And I know there's some, I think, down along Lake Coeur d'Alene.
And the YMCA has Camp Reed, which is an overnight camp. It's a week-long, but yeah. runs all summer long.
But we're going to get into the details of the camps represented here this morning and talk a little bit about the experience. And so, as Julie is suggesting, one of the common themes will be it's focused around a day experience. But let's get into that and start again over with the Music Conservatory. And tell us a little bit about the camp with the participants, what range of ages, what to expect, day versus night, who does the instructing. Let's really describe it in some detail for the listener. Capture their imagination.
So we actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 camps going this summer. And they're all different ranges. We have a voice camp, the international orchestra camp, the percussion camp, a piano camp, and a theater camp. And for each of them, we're usually capturing around age 9 or so. So we're looking for just a tad bit older. The piano camp, they usually ask that you've played for at least 2 years or so. I think that's actually almost full. Theater camp, you can go a little bit younger, and that's almost full, too. They cap it at 25, and I think she's already at 20. So come around soon if you want to start that one. The international youth camp is a full day or a half day, which is really cool. The voice camp is a half day, and percussion camp, again, around age 9. The new camp that we're doing this year is the one that I'm actually running, and it's a special needs camp. So I'm focusing just on special needs students. So I don't have an age cap right now, because what I'm asking people to do is actually call the conservatory, sign up, and then keep the week of July 8th through 12th in the afternoon open, and then...
So, international.
Yes.
Are the kids coming from out of the country, or are they learning music from other countries?
So, what happens is we've actually had students from Mexico come, and we've had students from Germany come, and they come, and they're actually mentors to our students here, mm-hmm. which is really cool. So, they get to learn about teaching, and our students get to learn about different cultures, which is a lot of fun.
And Michelle, you mentioned it's a special needs camp. What kind of activities are you planning? What's going to happen?
So I came up, you know, sometimes you have these crazy ideas. And the one I had was, why not take Peter and the Wolf and make it into like a musical storybook? So I'm going to take the music from Peter and the Wolf, and I'm going to ask a couple of our instructors to help me. They don't know it yet, so don't tell them. And I'm going to make that into a shorter version and a nicer version, so none of the animals will die in this version.
So it goes again for how many weeks? 9 weeks?
Our camps, let's see. For my special needs camp, it's 1 week. The orchestra camp is 1 week. The theater camp is 2 weeks. Would you like me to give all the days?
The range of dates, I think, is
okay,
what we're looking for here. When does the fun and festivities begin?
July 8th okay. is the first one, and it ends all the way on August 2nd. So we have like the full
Fantastic.
Month of July, pretty much, that we have camps going on.
And are the participants mostly local to our area, region, or how far away from Sandpoint, Bonner County do they come?
Mostly local, but we've had students from Spokane come up.
And Canada
mm-hmm. come out, and I think 1 year we had someone visiting from the summer from Florida. So it's like, they're definitely from around. Karin, do you want to touch?
I just wanted to say that we welcome Dr. Roberta Botelli, who is coming to as a guest conductor for the youth orchestra. And she's absolutely magnificent. So every year we do have a guest conductor come. Mm-hmm. And this is a program that's been going on now for almost 7 years. And part of the international flair is also, again, this year's the Matsiko Children's Choir. So the Music Without Borders is taking all sorts of different directions.
So it sounds like there are public performances involved. Tell us a little
yes.
bit about those, where the people who aren't at summer camp but are listening and maybe want to hear some of this, how can they engage that way?
Absolutely. So our arts and the Celebration of Arts and Culture is on July 27th, and that's at Memorial Field. And is that in conjunction? That's with the Shakespeare Festival.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we will be like performing prior to the Shakespeare Festival performance that day, which will mm-hmm. be a lot of fun.
And if there's a last-minute festival cancellation, you're ready to swoop in on one of those dates.
Absolutely. We're ready to go. Let's do it.
And that does make you a bit different from some other camps where you actually have a performance or something at the end for parents or the community to see. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, we always talk about the collaboration, and that's a big collaboration at the end. All the students come in together and collaborating into a final performance. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. Dave, even though they're full, give us the range of dates and experiences and tell us, too, if there's any chance at all of getting in on a wait list.
Sure. So we're doing 2 weeks of camp for 6 to 9-year-olds this summer and 3 weeks of camp for 9 to 12-year-olds. And now as the summers kind of go by, we're having kids come back from multiple summers. And so some of those 12-year-olds are now 13. So I guess we'll probably be starting teen camps in the future. There might be one or two spots left in the July 1st through 5th week, but I really love summer camp, and I always encourage my staff to play as hard or harder than the kids, so I like to space the camps out a little bit. We do 2 weeks of camp. The first one's June 24th, and then we take a week break, then we do 2 weeks of camp, take another week break, and then we finish with the last week of camp in August, and that one we're going to try a one-night overnight this year, and we're also doing a collaboration with the Waldorf School, Sean Deller, who runs kind of an old-time camp for the Waldorf School. We're going to host a kind of one-day jamboree where we're going to bring in a bunch of woodsmen and women who are going to teach a bunch of different things, everything from friction fire to basket making to probably some hide tanning, kind of give the kids a really broad experience. So it's going to be a lot of fun with the Waldorf School.
One might say primitive skills.
Yeah, it's a mini primitive skills gathering. Some people call them the ancient arts as well. But yeah, that's going to be a great day. That'll be in August.
That's fun.
And it sounds like you're going to have your hands full. So you've mentioned a couple times staff. Tell us a little bit about who's helping you.
Yeah, I've got some amazing staff this summer. Hillary Peterson works with the Homeschool Academy doing a lot of their kind of outdoor skills, kind of wildcraft things. And she's got a wealth of experience growing up her whole life, basically doing primitive skills and being connected to nature. And then two other staff, Gabe and Roxy, who worked with Twin Eagles as well. So they've got a lot of experience doing nature connection with kids and just a lot of great enthusiasm and energy. Super excited just to have all of that those staff this summer and hopefully for some more summers to come.
Sounds like an experience not to be missed. Sounds perfect for Sandpoint summertime.
No, the one overnight, though, get a bunch of no-dos. You don't want to nod off on the one night that they're there.
Oh, no, we're going to be up all night playing Capture the Flag in the dark.
With marshmallows, I hope. So we still haven't talked with Tammy about the nitty-gritty of the YMCA, and I'm thinking that's got to be a little larger program. How many kids will be involved with the Y's summer school program, summer camp program?
So this year we can take up to about 40 kids per week, so it will be a pretty... For the Y, it's a fairly small program. We will be hoping to expand next year. We have a very robust summer day camp in Spokane and are really hoping to expand that to here with all different ages next year. But this year, we really wanted to stick with the tradition of the summer adventure camp that had already been started here for that specific age group of 10, 11, and 12-year-olds. So our camp runs from June 17th. Until August 16th. We do take a break for the 4th of July week, but our camp runs from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., so it is an all-day camp. We'll be doing lots and lots of things like swimming each day. We do plan on going to the library on Mondays and Fridays, so the kids will get some literacy in there. Our camps are very reasonable. They're $65 a week for members and only $80 a week for non-members. And again, scholarships are certainly available, and anyone can come talk to me about scholarship opportunities if they would like some assistance with attending camp. And we have a wide range of different themes for the year. Find the Hero Within is one of ours. Again, beach party. We are doing a project with the kids that will start week one and will end week eight with, it's called Lights, Camera, Action, where the kids will be making a video throughout the summer about what camp has been like for them, and they'll be able to take home their experiences and all their friends and all the things that they've done. Each child will be able to take home some sort of video caption of what they've been doing over the summer.
It sounds like with all of the very specific topics you're covering, you must have a whole cadre of experts in their field assisting you. Tell us a little about your support.
Yeah, that's the one thing about the YMCA is we do, because we are a known brand, people have been so generous in offering up their support for this camp. And because it's been around for 20 years here in Sandpoint, we've just had a wealth of people that are happy to step in and help out. So my site director is Jeannie Settle. She is from the school district. We do have a couple of current staff that will be working with us. One of them is Austin, and he has just started with our YMCA, but has some experience with basketball camps and running those. And so we've nabbed him, and we've also we've got a couple young ladies that are new to camp but have attended camps and are really excited to start helping with these kids and getting to know them and create some experiences for them and some lasting relationships that these kids can take with them for the rest of their lives.
So it sounds to me like whether kids are interested in sports, maybe theater, swimming, running, jumping, even library skills, there's a little bit of something for everyone in the WISE program.
Absolutely. Yeah. We even have Art Start, where kids will be introduced to a bunch of different mediums of art and different people that will be coming in to teach those different mediums.
So we're running down towards the end of the time we have, but I'd like to go around and do two things. Offer any closing thoughts, something we've forgotten to ask or forgotten to mention that's really important, but also tell us about, in your experiences with summer camps past, a moment that's touched you or touched someone's life. What's a special personal moment you can share with the audience about your summer camp?
Is really when we exceed people's expectation. when they come and they just say, oh my God, I had no idea. And they walk with that experience of kind of having entered a new world of experience. And that is really truly rewarding, and to open these opportunities to children who generally don't have quite enough exposure in their day-to-day, and to create an exposure to them that opens their world. And when they voice that, then we feel we have truly succeeded and we have reached someone.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, do you want to take a stab? Have we missed anything that we should have brought up? And tell us about a moment that has changed someone's life.
Sure. One thing I wanted to say about any of our camps is that we have an amazing tuition assistance program. So if you do need help, please contact us. We are, like everyone else said, we are so willing to work with anyone and everyone. I think personally, me being, like, I've been a camp director before, actually at a YMCA and things like that. Like Karin said, being able to help transform a child's life is an amazing experience, and sometimes even an emotional experience. So I can't wait to do that again this year.
Dave.
Yeah, one of the great themes that we kind of release the kids into is this idea of motivators, that there are a lot of things out in nature that can just instantly inspire and grip the kids and kind of bring them right in. And so some of the motivators are the things that crawl and slither and fly. And so we have a day where we just go catch all those things. And we were down in the pond at the U of I one day, and the kids were all a little timid at first, kind of just barely in the shallows, kind of using some nets, and they started wading in a little deeper and deeper. And then all of a sudden, this kid just took a few steps and did a flying dive and disappeared underneath the water. And I thought, oh, I have no idea what's going on right now. And he surfaced out of the water with his hands gripping this painted turtle above his head, and all the kids just, you know, spontaneously erupted and started kind of dancing around him as he was dancing with this turtle. And we released the turtle back into the water. But it was just a real amazing, special moment of connection. And those happen regularly. We send the kids out to find their own little secret spot on the first day of camp, and then all week they go back to the same spot and just sit there and listen and be quiet. And I remember this one girl, Lily, coming back one day with huge eyes looking at me, and she walked up to me kind of almost a little shaking. She said, "This deer came up to me while I was sitting in my secret spot, and it looked me right in the eye." And she, her eyes were just, and I could just tell it was that moment of connection for her that she'll probably never forget. So those are the kind of moments that always make this special for me.
Thank you, Dave. And as a disclaimer, no turtles were harmed in the making of this experience.
Absolutely not.
Very good. And Tammy, anything you would like to share?
Well, I think like what both our counterparts here have said, it really is about connecting. It's about connecting to your, to whether it's nature or the arts or music or with other campers. I think that's what camp is all about. I remember my kids doing camp, and every time they came back with new friends and new experiences. And these were skills and, you know, character building that they took with them throughout their life. And so I think that's what camp is all about, is just, you know, learning, growing, and thriving.
I think you've really touched on something there. I was never a camp kid. I was a cabin kid. So me and my constantly fighting siblings would always go to the cabin. But I would hear experiences of my friends who'd been to camp, and I always felt a little jealous, I have to say. It just can be kind of a life-changing experience to get away from home, get to camp, whether it's for a day or a week. But it can change folks. Really can.
Yeah. Growing up, we just played in the woods. It was really, really unstructured. Dave was talking about unstructured. It was really unstructured. But yeah. Kids these days don't necessarily have that opportunity. And so some structure does provide for the experience that they can't have otherwise. And I think it's commendable that the organizations represented here today for part one demonstrate some of the best of what our community can do to help build community. And again, we'll go around one more time with contact information for those who are just tuning in and would like to know more.
Sure. So the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, you can call us at 208-265-4444, or you can look us up online at sandpointconservatory.org.
Yeah, go to the KinnickSiouxLandTrust.org, and if you really want to stay up to date on the, especially the kids program, sign up for the e-news, and that will always have the upcoming after-school, winter camp, summer camp, so you'll be the first to know.
And I have to interrupt by saying Kinnicksiu is not the easiest spelling. It's K-A-N. I always want to go K-I-N-N, and I never find it. So it's K-A-N-I-K-S-U, right? Yeah. Something like that. Thank you.
And for the YMCA, you can go to ymcainw.org, or you can call us at 208-263-6633.
Well, I want to thank our three camp, summer camp folks from week one. This is KRFY Community Radio for the Idaho Panhandle, 88.5 FM. We're going to take a short song break and come back with upcoming events and upcoming KRFY events. Thank you all for joining us. And next song up will be Jackson Brown, A Child in These Hills. They're going to be at the festival this